It's time for Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Tonight's game is brought to you by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, Arvest Bank, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, and Professional Travel Services, and the Salvation Army. Now, live with the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show, here's the voice of Mountain Home Bomber Football, Brad Hallworth.
Thanks, Matt. Very pleasant. Good evening. Welcome to War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock and the opening game of the 2018 season for the Mountain Home Bombers tonight. They get set to take on the Yellow Jackets of Sheridan. Mountain Home coming in with a 1-9 record last year. Sheridan went 0-10 last year. In fact, the Yellow Jackets have lost 19 straight games coming into this contest. Lance Parker in his second year as head coach, and he's in the process of turning things around. And, of course, same thing with Mountain Home with Brian Maddox. Both the head coaches try to get the programs turned around, and this is a big game for both these teams tonight. Obviously, you want to get the season started with a win, but especially against a 6A opponent. Beautiful night for football. We'll take a break, come back, and talk about this matchup here in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll continue with more of the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
James Boyette State Farm Agency on Highway 62 East of Mountain Home is proud to present the player of the game during the Mountain Home High School football season this fall. Each week, the player of the week will be spotlighted for their performance in the previous week's game. At James Boyette State Farm Agency, they strive to assist their customers in managing the risk of everyday life, recovering from the unexpected, and realizing their dreams. That's James Boyette State Farm Agency, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
We came to Arvest Bank to see what makes it different.
They're more than just familiar faces inside the bank. They're familiar out in the community, too.
It's like a small-town community bank, even though it's much larger than that.
When they talk about experiences, I talk about Arvest. When they talk about people, I talk about Arvest.
Everyone says hello. Literally everybody says hello.
It is really, really imperative to have community organizations step up, and Arvest always does.
Arvest Bank. Our customers say it best.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas deliver reliable, affordable power to more than 60% of Arkansas, the field we call home. The 17 dedicated electrical cooperatives around the state manage over 75,000 miles of power lines, delivering power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, football fields, improving the lives of communities and their residents all across Arkansas. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, the power to play, the power to deliver.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Are you ready to take a trip? With all the amenities and no headache, there's no better time than now. Visit Professional Travel Services' new location, 104 East 7th Street, next to Alley Abstract, downtown on the Mountain Home Square. They'll help you start planning your holiday travels to visit tropical destinations or book your cruise adventure. They'll handle all the details for your trip while you relax and make memories. Traveling just got easier by choosing Professional Travel Services. Call 425-7666. The only way to see the world is with Professional Travel Services.
The State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Little Rock at War Memorial Stadium, we are about just under 22 minutes away from kickoff. The Bombers and the Yellow Jackets of Sheridan tonight. And joining me again for the broadcast this year, mainly because we couldn't find anybody else, is Bob Byrd.
I had to call and ask if you needed me. You didn't call me once again.
Just assume.
You forget every year.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about, first off, let's talk a little bit about the Sheridan Ball Club. Lance Parker taking over last year. He's got some good experience. Pretty good college quarterback.
He was a good college quarterback. He's got good genes. His founder, Red Parker, was his grandfather, I believe. So he's got real good football genes in him. Great player at college. And, you know, he's 0-10 last year, but he played a lot of young people. Kind of like we're going to be playing this year, a lot of young people. So the brightness is ahead for them.
He was a college quarterback at Wichita, 3-year starter there. In fact, back in 2008, they went 7-3, and that was their first winning season in 25 years. Bob, when we look across the way, the Mount Home coaches, they look at the Sheridan sideline, they're going to see a couple of familiar faces over there.
Well, they are. There's two assistants over there, Carl Owens and Chasen McCarthy, are now at, you know, and Chasen was just at Mountain Home, I think, 2 years ago.
Right.
Last year was his first year, and Carl's been there several years. Carl's actually the defensive coordinator there, and Chasen is the offensive coordinator.
This is a team that's lost 19 games in a row. Their last win was week one in 2016. And Bob, it's been pretty lean at Sheridan for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, only four winning seasons in the last 41 years, only four playoff wins in that span. And I remember one of those playoff wins was at Mountain Home back in 2007 or
Seven or eight, I can't remember.
One of those years. Yep. I remember that. So, yes, it's been a long dry spell. You know, when you think of the 6A conference that they played in the South with Pine Bluff, El Dorado, Lake Hamilton, and
Texarkana,
and people like that, it was a struggle, and we know that struggle. We've been there, and we've seen that and experienced it. So, you know, you're kind of looking in a mirror, basically, right now.
This is a team that last year really struggled defensively. They gave up, they ranked 15th out of 16 6A teams in scoring defense last year. Last in scoring defense. So he's really got his work cut out for him trying to get this thing turned around.
Well, it does. And when you transition from one coach to another and you change philosophies and you ask the kids to do different things, you know, and you're young, that's a real bad combination right there in football. You have to have that experience and you know, from being a running team prior to that to teaching them to pass block and do different things, it takes a while.
Let's talk about the Mountain Home side. We heard Brian talk about on his show just a little bit ago the fact that he's finally got his first full year in, because last year he was, you know, hired late when David Joyce left during the summer and, you know, didn't get a whole lot of time with the young men during the off season. And he's had his first full off season now, and hopefully it's going to pay some dividends.
Well, you hope it does. Once again, you have the experience of being with the kids, and you know what they know what to expect out of you, and you know what to expect out of them to an extent. And so that transition period is over, and now you can fine-tune the things that you've worked on and try to expand on them. Now, you know, injuries, once again, like we had last year, you know, they inhibit that process so much that it limits what you can do and how you can do it. And, you know, I think we'll go back because of being young this year and with some injuries again. I think you'll see a simplified offense and just ball control and hopefully play good defense.
The injuries, Bob was talking about, to the top two quarterbacks out. In fact, Bryce McKay, that's Isaac's younger brother. Isaac has been the 3-year starter the last 3 years for Mountain Home. Bryce has a broken bone in his wrist. He is out for the season. Backup quarterback Eric Peterson injured his shoulder at the scrimmage last week at Blytheville. And so they're down to the third-string quarterback, Dawson Tabor, and brings a little different element to the game than the other two.
Well, you know, if Dawson wasn't playing quarterback, he'd be playing tight end or somewhere else.
Right.
So that weakens you in one spot to have him move back to the quarterback spot. You know, probably the biggest quarterback we've had in a while.
Yes.
You know, 6'2", 6'3", 250 pounds about, I'm saying. And, you know, when you do that, common sense tells you you take the speed out of the option when you do that. Therefore, I think you'll see, as Zach mentioned earlier, when they were in the pregame warm-up, they were in the dead tee. I think you'll see more misdirection and power plays and stuff like that. And, you know, and being his size, your quarterback sneaks if you get the right look and whatever. He throws the ball real well.
He does.
But being a option team, we're really not used to pass blocking or catching the football very well.
Right.
So it's going to be an experience.
You got that inexperience at sophomore, but – you've got a lot of experience coming back at fullback once again with Junior Williams.
Well, you got Junior in there. You know, Junior's only problem is going to be in shape. He only got here about a week ago or you know, and from California.
Uh-huh.
So, thank goodness for one thing, it's a beautiful night for football down here. Temperatures in the 70s, not a lot of humidity. They've got Junior playing backup nose guard too. You know, his stamina, as we talked about, you know, it's going to be tested tonight quickly.
It will be. Brian Maddox in his second year as head coach and some new assistants this year. Chris Cudworth moves into the co-offensive coordinator and the QB's coach. Jerry West is back as defensive coordinator. Blake Hendricks is back as special team, secondary, and receivers coach. Nathan Kreiner handles the linebackers and running backs. Philip Goodwin, he's back with the team. He's the offensive and defensive line coach. And David Martin working with the defensive ends and the centers. And a couple of new ones this year, but overall pretty well same coaches. And like you mentioned, hey, that's good for the young men.
It is. You want stability in the coaching positions, you know, and as a head coach, you want to hire people that want to advance, that want to get, you know, want to better themselves. And so you're always looking for people like that, and when they move on to a better job, you have to be happy for them and excited. But at the same time, you're looking for stability for your team, because a new coach is just like a new player. You have to learn things.
Exactly. Well, they're playing earlier this year than in years past. Triple A passing this new week zero, which is what we're in right now as far as the activities calendar is concerned. And they're allowing football teams to play week zero, which allows you to play your three non-conference games over a four-week period. You can play any of those 4 weeks. Mountain Home, I think, like a lot of teams looking at the schedules, opting to play in week zero, one, and two, and have a bye week
yes.
in week three.
That's week three is always 99% of the time the end of the non-conference schedule, and you want to take a chance to get healthy for the conference play. And plus do a little extra homework on your opening opponent, because, you know, the first one, everyone's big, but the first one is the biggest one.
It is. A lot of folks have asked why they have this week zero. Well, the biggest thing is trying to schedule your non-conference games against out-of-state opponents. Missouri, Oklahoma, Texas
yes.
all start on this week.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's becoming very difficult for Arkansas teams to schedule some of these teams they want to play out-of-state. And so the AAA was able to remedy that and take care of that with this week zero. All right, we're about 14 minutes away from kickoff. There are just, I guess, two other games in the state tonight, but a lot of action on tap tomorrow. Matt Sharp will have our studio report, and we continue. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll have more of the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
James Boyette State Farm Agency on Highway 62 east of Mountain Home is proud to present the Player of the Game during the Mountain Home High School football season this fall. Each week, the Player of the Week will be spotlighted for their performance in the previous week's game. At James Boyette State Farm Agency, they strive to assist their customers in managing the risk of everyday life, recovering from the unexpected, and realizing their dreams. That's James Boyette State Farm Agency, Highway 62 east in Mountain Home.
Integrity First Bank was founded locally, right here in Mountain Home, in 1963. For over half a century, we've invested in our local economy, helping local families and small businesses just like you realize your dreams and goals. I'm Scott Copeland. At Integrity First Bank, we pride ourselves on only being as big as you need us to be. We invite you to come by and visit us at any of our five Twin Lakes locations, Mountain Home, Gasville, Lakeview, or Flippin, and experience for yourself just what it's like to bank on Integrity First.
Concern for community is one of the seven cooperative principles North Arkansas Electric Cooperative follows. Members who want to help our community can join the co-op's Operation Roundup program. Your bill will be rounded up to the next even dollar. That spare change will help fund college scholarships and donations to local organizations. Stop by NAEC's office or call 870-425-2141 to join Operation Roundup today.
Hi, this is Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Every parent wants to give their child a gift that has a lasting impact on their life. What could be better than a gift of college savings through an Arkansas 529 gift plan? Plus, you'll get a state income tax deduction. Visit Arkansas529.org to find out how you can give this forever gift of college savings.
To learn more about Gift AR 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement available at Arkansas529.org.
Clean away dirt and grime and bring out your vehicle shine with super savings on O'Reilly Car Wash. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a gallon bottle of O'Reilly Car Wash for $3.99. Clean, shine, and protect your vehicle with O'Reilly Car Wash on sale for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid only on showroom carpet price. $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Welcome back to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show. State Farm Agent James Boyette's office strives to assist their customers in managing the risks of everyday life, recovering from the unexpected, and realizing their dreams. Good evening from the studio. Matt Sharp joining you with our first Classic Hits 101.7 studio report of the season. I was actually about to say of the night, but this is actually of the season since tonight is a season opener for the Bombers playing against Sheridan down at War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock. We'll have more on that in just a moment. Let's first take a look at what else is going on in this unusual week zero for Arkansas high school football. First off, in the 6A East, there has already been one final score, and that was from Tuesday night, also down in Little Rock. West Memphis, who's ranked third in Class 6A, was a 35-0 winner over Little Rock Central a couple of nights ago. Two more games in the conference tomorrow night. Searcy will play at Morrilton. It'll be a tough matchup for the Lions. Devil Dogs are ranked fourth in Class 5A. And another tough matchup for Sylvan Hills, as the Bears will play at Arkadelphia. The Badgers are ranked third in Class 4A. Jonesboro, Jacksonville, Pine Bluff, and Marion are idle for this week zero. Pine Bluff, by the way, coming into this week ranked tied for sixth in the state overall and ranked number one in Class 6A. On the local level, three idle teams this week: Yellow Summit, Salem, and Marshall. Well, I say Yellow Summit is idle. They're actually going to be at Manila, but that's just going to be a preseason jamboree. It will not count toward their win-loss record. Tough matchup for Melbourne tomorrow. They'll be going to Hendricks College in Conway. The Bearcats will play Charleston. The Tigers come to that game ranked third in Class 3A. Mountain View will play host to Magnet Cove tomorrow, and Harrison will be at home against Pea Ridge, who is tied for fourth in Class 4A. Also on the local level tomorrow, West Plains will host Springfield Hillcrest. Hollister entertains East Newton. Forsyth will be at home against Skyline. Branson plays at Republic, and Ava will be at Buffalo. Taking a look at the Arkansas sports media overall top 10 teams that we have yet to mention. For tomorrow's games, it will be number two, Bryant, taking on Benton, who's ranked fourth in Class 6A. It's always the biggest rivalry of the year in the state of Arkansas. That is the annual Salt Bowl played also at War Memorial Stadium. I'm sorry. Well, that'll actually be Saturday. There's another game Saturday in the top 10, as number one North Little Rock will entertain Tulsa Washington from Oklahoma, and that game will actually be played at Bentonville. Number three Bentonville will host Midwest City, Oklahoma tomorrow. Fourth-ranked Bentonville West will be at Owosso, Oklahoma. Number five Fayetteville will be at Vianney, Missouri. Number eight Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number one in Class 5A, will be in Springdale to face Harbor. And number nine El Dorado will face the fifth-ranked team in Class 6A. Number nine Conway will face the fifth-ranked team in Class 6A. That is El Dorado. Of course, I mentioned Pine Bluff is off. So is Greenwood, who is tied with Pine Bluff for sixth in the state overall. They're ranked second in Class 6A. And Cabot, who is ranked number 10, is also idle for this week one. Before I mentioned all the Class 6A top 5 teams, so let's go to the Class 5A top 5 that we haven't mentioned yet. One final score already. Number five, Little Rock McClellan, Monday in Little Rock defeated Dollarway 55-0. Later this week, or tomorrow night, it will be second-ranked Little Rock Christian at home against Batesville, and third-ranked Texarkana will be up in Springdale to take on Shiloh Christian. In the Class 4A top 5 games that we haven't mentioned yet, One game is actually being played tonight. Number two, Joe T. Robinson, will be at Springdale. One tomorrow, number four, Stuttgart, is at DeWitt. They're actually tied with P. Ridge for that number four ranking. And on Saturday at North Little Rock, number one, Warren, will take on Southside Batesville. And by the way, do not count out the Southerners in that matchup against the Lumberjacks. Southside Batesville also got some votes, even though they didn't crack the top five. The Class 3A top five, the games that we haven't mentioned yet. Number one, Boonville will be at home against Clarksville tomorrow. Third-ranked McGee will be at Magnolia, and fourth-ranked Prescott will play at Lafayette County. Second-ranked Clinton is idle this week. And in the Class 2A top five, number two, Junction City, is going to be at home tomorrow against Camden Harmony Grove, and number five, Hazen, will play at Cross County up in Cherry Valley. The idle teams this week in the Class 2A top five are number one, Foreman, number three, Mount Ida, and number four, Conway Christian. Let's look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We'll get you back to the stadium and talk to Brad and Bob a little bit more about tonight's matchup between Mountain Home and Sheridan in just a moment. You're listening to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Dewey & Sons Plumbing is your go-to team whether you need home repairs, new plumbing construction, or have a big emergency. Their team will be there. Dewey & Sons is a family-owned business that's been providing folks in the Twin Lakes great, reliable, affordable plumbing service for over 40 years, and they've been supporting the Bombers for 40 years, too. Call the plumber number, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, 425-4868. That's 425-4868. And go Bombers!
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Can you imagine that there are kids who don't have enough food for dinner, who don't have clothes for school, who live in houses without electricity? Hi, I am Micah Spaulding. On behalf of my parents, Captain Jay and Jamie Spaulding, thank you for being so generous to the Salvation Army. Because of you, the Salvation Army can make a difference in the lives of so many in our community, including kids. Thanks for helping us do the most good.
The boys are in a real pickle here, Gene.
Lots of talk going on in the huddle there, Roy.
Well, it looks like they decided on a play.
Wait, what's this? Are they setting up for the hot springs?
The hot springs? We haven't seen this formation since 1918.
Yeah, that's the same year that Babe Ruth hit the mammoth home run during hot spring spring training. They're headed to the line. And there's the snap.
To learn more about the rich sports history in Hot Springs National Park, visit hotsprings.org.
Now back to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Little Rock at War Memorial Stadium, about 3 minutes away from kickoff. Bobby, have a new assignment this year.
What?
It's our turf report brought to you by Lawns Plus for all your turf and pest management and landscaping needs. Contact Lawns Plus and visit upgradeyourlawn.com.
Turf looks good, Brad.
There you go.
Looks good.
That's why you get paid the big bucks here.
You can tell where they've erased the soccer markings on the field.
Yes.
And with the turf report, I missed the towing cost there.
The towing cost?
Yeah. I can't do two things at once.
No, you can't, can you? We appreciate you, Lawns Plus. Have the turf report before each game, and obviously turf is in good condition here at War Memorial Stadium with the artificial turf and dry conditions. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and get this one kicked off in just a moment. The season opener, the Bombers and Sheridan next on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show. Stay tuned for the opening kickoff coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you nervous about being a little fish in a big pond, a giant campus full of unknowns? Maybe you should try the perfect college not too far away from the awesome lakes and rivers right here at home, ASU Mountain Home. The ASU MH Technical Center has hands-on, fascinating degree programs. Their transfer degrees will put you ahead of the game at half the cost. Be it business, healthcare, information technology, teaching, ASUMH has classes for you starting soon. Apply online at asumh.edu. Be a big fish in a little pond. ASU Mountain Home.
We came to Arvest Bank to see what makes it different.
There are more than just familiar faces inside the bank. They're familiar out in the community, too.
It's like a small-town community bank, even though it's much larger than that.
When they talk about experiences, I talk about Arvest. When they talk about people, I talk about Arvest.
Everyone says hello. Literally everybody says hello.
It is really, really imperative to have community organizations step up, mm-hmm. and Arvest always does.
Arvest Bank. Our customers say it best.